أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين فمن تولى بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. Today inshallah we discuss verses 81 and 82 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses we discussed one, the Bani Israel deceiving with regards to the revelation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, contaminating, adulterating, changing the wahi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala clarifying the fact that no Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, neither Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, nor our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had ever invited anyone to worship themselves, but this specific function and duty was to call man to worship none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a covenant, a pledge that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had taken with every Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And that time is also worthy of remembrance when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had taken the mithaq. Allah Ta'ala had taken the pledge, the covenant with the Nabis, with the Prophets. Lama ataytukum min kitabin wa hikmatin. By saying that whatever I have given you of the kitab, wa hikmah and wisdom, whether the kitab was in the form of a book in itself or a scripture, or even if it was wahi, wisdom, understanding of the deen. Thumma ja'akum rasulun, then a rasul had come, musaddiqul lima ma'akum, such a rasul that had confirmed that which is with you. Latu'minunna bihi, then you would certainly bring iman in that Nabi. Walatan surunna, and you will assist him in his cause. Now here, ulama have explained this verse in two different ways. The one way is this, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken this pledge, Allah Ta'ala had taken this covenant from each and every Nabi, that during the period, the era of your nubuwat, whilst you are on the surface of this earth, and in that period, if any other Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to appear on earth, then number one, you will also bring iman in that Nabi, and number two, you will assist that Nabi in the cause of that Nabi. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is fortifying, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is strengthening the status of Nubuwat, that even Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had taken this pledge from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And secondly, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam would preach and speak to the people about this pledge, that if perchance I leave this world and a Nabi comes and you are still living, then it becomes incumbent upon you also to bring iman in that Nabi. And this teachings will continue in your progeny till the next Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appears on the surface of the earth. The other interpretation is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refers to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is according to Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that thumma ja'akum rasulun, that a rasul comes. In other words, a particular Rasul, a great Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, referring to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that during the advent of any one of the 124,000 anbiya alayhi musallat wasallam, if perchance our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would appear, then it would become incumbent on the Nabi of that particular time to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his cause, which would mean that the shariat of that Nabi will then become abrogated, and the Quran and the Kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then prevail, and the rules of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the rules of the Quran Sharif will prevail then till the day of Qiyamah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fortifies the status of Nubuwat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fortifies that if this was incumbent upon the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam, then how much more incumbent it will be amongst those who are not Nabis of Allah ta'ala, those who are followers of the Nabi, that when they find a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more especially with the quality of musaddiqul lima ma'akum, that the Nabi that came after another Nabi would always come confirming the nubuwat of the previous Nabi, the kitab of the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, speaking about the truth of the Nabi, speaking about the truth of the kitab. Take this Quran Sharif for example. Never ever in the Quran did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever deny the nubuwat of any Nabi. Never ever in the Quran did the Quran deny any kitab not being the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we call musaddiq. This is what we call the confirmer, the verifier. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asks that, do you take this pledge and do you take upon this the responsibility of the pledge? Isri will refer to all the incumbents of the pledge. Do you take the pledge and whatever becomes responsible thereafter, bringing iman, and not only bringing iman but assisting that Nabi in the responsibilities of the nubuwat? Qalu aqararna. All the Anbiya alayhi musallat wassalam said that we take this pledge and we will definitely acknowledge, and this will become our responsibility and we will not shy away from this responsibility. Qala fashhadu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then all of you be witness. And from here it seems that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had assembled all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam in one place, and most of the commentators are inclined to believe that this was in the realm of the arwah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assembled the arwah. One was the pledge of alast, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the pledge from all of mankind, alastu bi rabbikum, and this was a unique special pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken particularly from the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a witness to this. Allah himself taken the pledge from them. Allah ta'ala bears witness. So now the question will be, how can the ulama of the Bani Israel, how can the rabbis, the learned amongst them, turn away from this pledge that their Nabis had taken, their Nabis had preached to them, their Nabis had taught them about this pledge? How can they turn away? وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And again a further emphasis that I am with you from amongst the witnesses. In other words, there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that this pledge was taken. فَمَنْ تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. Then whoever turns away after that from the people, not from the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. A Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never ever turn away from the pledge. But those people then who took the pledge at the hands of the Nabi, they had taken allegiance in the fact that they had brought iman in the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Then فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Then such are the transgressors. They have exceeded the bounds and the limitations of transgression. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shows that all of those then that lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most especially the scholars, of the kitabs of the past, that they had known that this was the true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had also known of the pledge that their Nabi had taken. The Yahud had known about the pledge of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and the Christians had known about the pledge of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is why we find that in one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if Musa would have found himself now today in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he would have followed my deen. And then we find Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam coming back. In other words, the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would take place in the latter era. He will come down and then he will follow the shariat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why we find on the Mi'raj in Al-Aqsa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had assembled all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And that is why we will find that on the day of Qiyamah, when all of mankind has become restless and now they would want the Hisab and Kitab to start, and all of mankind would deem it fit to go to our father Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam to request him, to request Allah Ta'ala to begin the Hisab and the Kitab. He will make his excuse and he will send mankind to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And like that, from Nuh to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Nabi after Nabi, only one personality, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who will be the one who will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intercede on behalf of the whole of mankind, because he is Imamul Anbiya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Sayyidul Mursaleen. He is the leader of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.